Okay, we have just a few things. The board member report. Let's go. Anybody? First on the list is Larry Clarkson. Larry, could you make your presentation? Then Shauna Cox, Val Cram, Dale Clarkson, and Phil Hall.
Oh, yeah, Phil gets to be last, huh?
His name is the last one in the alphabet. Yours are C's.
No.
Okay, just for...
Did you know that?
In the
field, I'm going
to run through all this and say what needs to be said. I scribbled down a few little notes. Some of the areas that I have been responsible for kind of over, I guess, are I worked quite a bit with Brent Fulmer on the roads and that type of stuff. Brent's been an excellent asset to the overall ranch, and being a full-time resident out here, keeps an eye on just about everything, whether it's
my business or not.
Yeah, his business or not.
You make it.
And we appreciate that. Like Candace already said, probably 90% of the roads have been graded, although late.
Yeah.
We need to be better next year at grading them early with moisture in them, and also get a few more people out here to drive the roads once in a while to beat down the oak and smooth out the rough spots. Ed Banks is the operator we've got now, doing a great job. I wanted to mention the gravel pit policy.
Thank you.
Hopefully you all had a copy of that in your packet that was mailed out. There have been many asked questions about how do I get gravel, who do I get it from, I want to put some on my lot or on a driveway or a road. That policy should clarify a little bit of that. Brent is also the on-site person here at the ranch responsible for that, or myself in town. And I believe our contact information was included in that. If not, I'm in the phone.
It was. No, it was in there.
Buildings and cabins also kind of fall under some of my area this year, as opposed to last year. We put a lot of money and time and effort into many cabin projects with roofs and floors and parts and pieces. This year, as Candy mentioned, we put quite a bit of effort into the ranch house. And again, I want to point out that probably 90% of that was done by individuals. That's why when we went through the budget with Shauna, you saw that truly and honestly, not a lot of money has been spent out of our budget on a lot of areas, because people have donated that materials, time, labor, work. Got all kinds of scribbles from different people wanting me to mention different things. When it comes to the gravel pit and other things in that area, Alan Steed is a gentleman that's been doing a lot of construction work, heavy equipment operation and stuff here at the ranch. They wanted me to mention that he is planning to stay in the area with equipment through till the snow flies. So if any of you have projects that you want finished up yet this year, he is willing and able and ready to... I'm not necessarily putting a plug in for him, just but letting you know that he is available.
Larry, does he have a dozer?
I am not 100% sure. Brent, does Alan have a dozer?
He's got one available, I think. Alan's right here. He can tell him.
All right there. You have a dozer available. I think he can come up with just about anything. So, and there are two or three other people that are working at the ranch, other members that have equipment. I know... that was nickname just slipped my mind.
Brent?
No, from... Sandy. Sandy Johnson is a lot owner now and has equipment. We'll be up here doing other work. And so things can get done if you get a hold of the right people.
Larry, I asked him to bring some cars up and leave them up in the store.
Sure, that's a good idea for all of you that have services that you'd like to offer. You know, Brent Homer is crying that he has just way too much work with his little... back cooperation now. Spread it around. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit real quickly about overall danger or being careful here at the ranch in a couple of different areas. We've had accidents here at the ranch this year alone involving bicycles, motorcycles, four-wheelers, pickup trucks, and airplanes. We haven't had a train wreck yet, but one could be on the way. So everywhere we go, also as we mentioned, the new fire escape route and four-wheeler trail that's been created to the upper cabins, we need to be very careful that we don't abuse that and create an erosion problem. When I learned we'd done that, I almost, you know, just had the second thought of, well, I hope the next person up there, which would probably have been me, try to take your pickup truck up that trail. Some of these things we're creating are great assets to the ranch if they're used correctly. But if we start abusing them and nobody wants somebody zipping up around the cabins on a four-wheeler. That's not what it's designed and meant to be there. But it is a second access from the cabin area. It's a great trail along the west side of the meadow. But please, you know, like the saying goes, tread lightly.
Something about the firearms.
Right, that's right there. Guns, guns, guns. I wanted to mention that I participated in one of the events we had it out here at the ranch earlier in the summer was if I can say it without bawling, a girls' camp where there were... I've actually done a lot of public speaking this last year, and Don Busboom could attest to that when you're training dogs and they have an unwanted behavior, you use a shock collar. So when I'm trying to speak and I get emotional, I can't speak, and that's an unwanted behavior, so I put the collar on myself and I can just hit that button. So I need the shock collar. Yeah. I made that mistake once. It hasn't been any effect to me yet. We have had four or five different incidences this year with guns and safety, near misses. And so that's something we need to be very, very aware of. And when in doubt, put the guns away, plain and simple. There are too many people with individual lots scattered out and about. And until you know the ranch inside and out, you may not realize what's right over the next hill. And so there really should be no discharge of firearms anywhere on association ground. And if you're on your own private lot, please be aware and practice very, very safe gun handling. Make sure you've got a good backstop and no shooting at the skyline and whatnot, and you never know where that's going. Along with the girls' camp, the church group that was up here, we participated in a lot of fun events. They had horse riding and all kind of different things. I was here to help them with the archery, and I wanted to report that we fired over 1,800 shots with no fatalities.
Is that because it was
girls?
Don't
remember 20 you lost.
Yeah. I actually, the first group or two were very timid and a little afraid to shoot the bows, and so I started making them a bet or challenge them that anybody that hit the bullseye, I'd give them a quarter. And after six or seven girls, I lost a quarter. Next group of eight or nine girls, I lost 50 cents. And by the end of the day, I think I was down about $15. One girl took me for $5, and she actually, I left. I went to help another group change a flat tire. And when I came back, she said, "You owe me $3.25 or whatever it was for so many arrows." And I thought, that's impossible. We went over there, and she had shot and shot and shot, and she kept taking out every arrow that was not in the bullseye and getting back and shooting again until she had the entire quiver of arrows all in that bullseye. And I said, "Wait a minute, you've shot 13 times and they're all in the bullseye? I can't believe it." She had four or five to vouch for, and I said, "Well, here's what the deal is. Let's take five arrows out, and every one that you put in the bullseye, I'll give you $1. And every one that you miss, you have to pay me back a quarter." And I still came out losing. So it was a lot of fun, though. The wildlife, somebody's raised a question about income from wildlife. The biggest, and to this point, the only wildlife income that Deer Springs Ranch has generated has been through the sale or the participation. In years past, it was through the sale of deer tags that were given to Deer Springs Ranch. The way the state does it now is, we collectively, as Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association, belong also to the Ponsagant Landowners Association, which is the trophy mule deer unit here on the Ponsagant. The state issues to the Ponsonant Landowners Association 25 deer tags, which are auctioned off, and then we, along with all other landowners that participate in that, are paid back our portion, depending on our acreage or our crop or whatever we have put into the pot. This past year, it was a little over $4,000, which is a pretty good boost for us, allowing the state of Utah's deer herd to graze on our ground. Question?
Would it make sense, or have we had in the past where members would have the ability to get into that or buy a deer tag and possibly have it at a better price or better opportunity than coming to us?
In past years, when they issued the tags directly to us,
yeah,
we were free to give them away if we wanted to.
Okay.
It was given to us. We could sell them, auction them, give them away, whatever we wanted. The way it's done now, they are given to the Landowners Association.
Oh, and they turn around and auction.
And they auction them. And so if we want to participate as a ranch or as an individual in any way, shape, or form, we have to bid at auction. And to be honest with you, this past year, it's gotten pretty pricey. Tags... The 25 tags this year went from a low of $11,500 to a high of $19,500. So if you're in that kind of market, I need to talk to you. Because I'm not. The opportunity for, and I'm not really pushing for Deer Springs Ranch to make this a money-making venture, a for-profit type commercial venture with wildlife. But we are in the, we have the ability to potentially either make money off of or at least improve all of our enjoyment and viewing of more turkey, cougar, bear, coyotes, deer, elk, whatever else you can think of it. Roam these hills. Ring-tailed cats, rabbits. Rabbits were plentiful this year. Okay, I've probably taken way much more than my time, but again, I wanted to thank the guys from the county and the BLM fire departments. We have had a few more fires this year probably than other years, but every year there is fire on the ranch or very close, and it's, you know, it's going to happen sooner or later, so you can either prepare for it and minimize it or just sit back and accept what happens. A perfect example of the trim and I forgot what other term they used, but what was that?
Limb
and trim. Larry Murphy and Barbara Doss's lot is a beautiful lot. They went in there before they even built the cabin and groomed it. I mean, cleaned up the limbs, the brush, and it's as beautiful now as it ever was. And too many people get worried about, well, I don't want to take out this little bush and this little bush. Believe me, you won't miss them, but if they are there when the fire comes, you'll wish they weren't. Real quick also with the wildlife and all other things, water supports our ranch. We each have an opportunity in our own little area on our lot or next door lot in a community or a neighborhood of lots. We can do some water improvements to catch and maintain more water. I want to point out or thank Shauna and Don Cox for the beautiful little pond they've got on their place, and for Val and the Podunk gang, whoever else was involved with him. Maybe some of you have seen the real nice pictures of the association pond. Val likes to say it's his, but they did a cleanup project there, and immediately, boy, the deer and turkey were right in there, and we can do that 25, 30 places on the ranch and only improve all of what we have. That is pretty much my report and request for the future. I hope next year can be even better than anyone in the past. And if anybody has a question or problem or concern, call somebody else. Who is next?
Shauna.
It's freezing cold, so the more we sit here, the more we chatter, the more we shake, and then that's my excuse for if I start crying. I want you to know that I've been associated with this ranch for over 30 years now, one way or another. And it's really close to my heart. I wish that I had more time to spend on this one, to do the things that need to be done. I felt a little guilty because my businesses and my children and other callings that I have there that don't give me the time to do it as well as I would like to. And I apologize for that. I really like the social life. Mother was more of the social life. She did a lot of the social stuff here besides working hard. But one of these days I'll retire and then I can do that stuff. That was my committee. That was the one I was the head of, but we really never actually got any socializing done. You can ask my family, I don't get a lot of socializing done there either. I do want you to know one thing. I've known Del Clarkson since I was 10 years old. He's a very good man. We can all differ, we can all have different opinions, and we can have all different experiences in our life. But I want you to know one thing. I have seen this town. I have seen this whole area improve because of his vision. Now, we don't always see the same vision. If I go to the auction where I go, which is one of my businesses, and we buy cars at an auto auction, there are very few people that go to an auction and you can see a wrecked vehicle and you can see it ahead what it's going to look like when it's rebuilt and put back together. There are visionary people who see things literally in their mind before it ever comes to pass. That is a gift. Most people look at something and say that's a piece of junk. And they don't see the beauty of the thing that comes out of it. This ranch, and some people's perception at the beginning was a piece of junk, it's come together because of Del Clarkson. I know there's been some hard feelings and things that have happened back and forth, but I want you to take a look over 30 years what things have become. And it was because of a vision. It was a vision for a family, for a get-together place. I was part of that for a lot of years. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fond memories. We had a lot of love. And there should be a lot of love. And there should be a lot of taking care of your neighbors and not backbiting and stabbing and fighting and arguing. And this just drives me nuts. In my neighborhood, where I used to live, we had one family. And their yard was always overgrown with weeds. And everybody else manicured the yard. What was wrong with the neighbors to go over and help them? Where's your heart? Sometimes that's what we're here for, isn't it? To help our neighbors, not to see who's tougher, smarter, richer, or whatever. We all came in this world the exact same, and we're all going to leave exactly the same. If I can go back and look at Dale's life, I want you to know something. He's been very successful in our community, and I'm not talking money. In our community and in the things that he has given and done for all of us, I would back him up because I know what happens when he decides to get something done and he tries to do the best that he can. Not always going to be perfect. I'll grant you that. But I don't know a perfect person in this world. And I love this ring. Thanks for letting me serve for a little while.
Well,
okay,
you're up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate also the opportunity to serve. And I've been at it longer than Shauna, I believe, but not as long as Bill. From my experience, I have some suggestions for the new board. Listen up. Don't sell off the common area to balance the budget. Find harmony with 60 National Forest, one of our greatest assets. Find harmony with Kane County over the Middle Canyon Road. The road up through from Johnson Canyon to Cannonville will improve when the road up Middle Canyon improves. Don't take private property to pay membership assessments. Do not take private property to pay membership assessments. Do not restrict members, a member's vote, for any reason. Don't restrict the vote. And last, make wise use of our best assets. It should say wiser use. Thank you.
Dale?
I appreciate the opportunity to be on the board the last couple of years and evaluate kind of where we are. I still think the most critical thing at Deer Springs Ranch is communication. It's easy to hear a biased position and never be responsible to check that out and find out whether it's true or false. So I've encouraged this last year for us to be more open in our communication, even to the point, you know, the board are very smart people, but I don't think that they should make decisions for all of the members. I think the members' desires and ideas need to be considered, and I don't think that that's still being done. I think the input from each of the members is much more valuable than for three or four people on the board to read your mind, guess what you're thinking, and then act according to the way they want the situation to be. And I think that that has been a very critical problem during the last few years. I thought this last year it would be appropriate to have someone like the University of Utah do a poll, a questionnaire, a professional approach, and let each of you identify what you would like to see at Deer Springs and how you would like to see it done. And some on the board objected to that that kind of input. One thing I might mention, all of you know that our taxes this last year just about doubled. There's a form that the state sends out that asks you to declare to them what you paid for your property. It's frustrating, and I filled that thing out wrong for years. But it says, how much did you pay for the land, and how much did you pay for the personal property, which is your membership? And if you pay $40,000 and you tell them that you paid $40,000, and they'll tax you for $40,000. It's been our position over the years that the membership and the common area and the cabins and those things account for about half of your value, and the other half of the value is in your land. And so when you fill out the questionnaire that all of you will prep be getting, I think you should decide how much is the value of the land and how much is in the membership, because it's taxed differently. But right now, the Kane County is taxing all of you as if your property was $40,000, with $20,000 on the land and $20,000 on the membership. So you might give some thought to that and see what we could do. I've also pressed this last year to have a professional help us in evaluating our water rights. We have one of the largest water rights in Payne County and even in southern Utah. The ranch has some excellent water rights, and to even know where the file folders are on them is something short of what it should be. There are different things that we need to do, and most of the people in the organization, I think, are expecting the board or a general manager or someone to watch these things for us. And I'm convinced that that it's not being done as it should be by some professional help. We've talked about some of the other items relative to the protective covenants. It's true. We have spent 3 years undoing, redoing, and yet at the last board meeting, I suggested that they probably could be approved if two sentences were taken out of them, and some members of the board refused to take those two sentences out, and so we'll see what the vote is when it comes through. So I think that we've got to be more cooperative and evaluate what you as members really want, and the only way we can do that is for you to share your ideas with the board so they can provide the leadership for this excellent property that we have here to enjoy. Thank you.
You knew he was going to forget, didn't you?
The one thing that my wife mentioned, we were all very saddened by the passing of Dale White about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. Dale did the videos on Deer Springs Ranch, and most of you have copies of the video. Dale and Marie were very instrumental in the early organization and marketing, and we're still using the videos after 30 years, and with his passing, the family have now sold their properties here at Deer Springs and moving on with their life. But I appreciate my wife reminding me, because I think most of you people knew the Whites, very special people, and we certainly miss them.
We need the Whites down the way they were in the past to do that.
Yeah. They're
wonderful people, and I'm surprised with the bargain years that he didn't help you develop
tonight.
Sure did.
Great family.
And it is also wonderful to know that numbers of people 30 years ago all have been part of Deer Springs Ranch, and we've been able to get to know them on different levels. With the passing of Dale White, with the passing of John Davis, John Prideaux, and as well with Shauna's mom, Joy Jordan. We will miss them, and I still would like to do something very special at the ranch to commemorate what they have done for the ranch. I haven't come up with anything in particular, but I know that it's in the back of my mind something that I'd like to do for them, and I've mentioned that to a couple of different individuals, and I don't know that all of you understand when I say I'm going to get something done. I'm like a bull. When I have to get something done, and I have the time to do that, and I have made time to do that this year at the ranch, as well as the year before, things are getting done. And again, if they're not all done right away, they are going to be done. They are going to be addressed in one way or another. And I just want you to know that's my affirmation. I worked very, very hard last year, and if there is a survey or something from the Utah College, if that were presented to the board, I think that would be a very good idea that we could present to the rest of you. That'd be great. And just one little comment. if there were two sentences to be removed from the protective covenants in order to have it acceptable, I'd like to review the audio of the last meeting to find out what those two sentences were. I'm not aware of them. It is something that I hope we can find together, a means of cooperation, harmony, because we are a big family, all of us together. And with what we have together, we have created a ranch with many individuals putting together a place to live. And I think that numbers of people at the last board meeting, I think we've had all but one person actually had a dwelling here, a home. And I think that what you have created, what we see happening, is just awesome for the ranch. And that is the home, and that is the love, and that is the sharing. Whether you go to someone else's house to put up the roof for you, you go over there to help them with the trenching, whatever, it has been happening, and it's happening more and more often. But thank you all, and I hope that, now I know he's dead, but I hope that if you do have expertise, and we have people that can do construction, that people that can help out in many different ways, plumbing, carpentry, these are the things that if you could come up for a week, 2 weeks, your time frame, come up and actually, what do you need to do? Contact Barbara Button. Contact me. What can you do? This cabin that we finished, we put new siding, but everything has been so busy, we haven't had a chance to paint that yet. I had a volunteer say, do you have a spray gun? I'll come up and do that when I come up in October. So those kinds of things are things that we need to have done. And I appreciate all of the input that many of you have done. I appreciate your communication. And that's been my basis also, communication. We got those newsletters going again. And Matt Green, here's his name again, has sent his quote in the same format that Larry Walters had had. And what we'd like to try to do next year or this year coming up is we'd like your input as well. It shouldn't be something just from the board. If you've got some articles, you have some interesting ideas that you want to put in there, please contact me or the person who will be in charge of the newsletter, because that is my intent, to have someone in charge of that newsletter. But remember, every time a newsletter is sent out, we try to do it quarterly or on that basis. Think about the stamps and the money that is involved in that. So what we have tried to do is, if you have an email address, and I know some of the people in the audience, oh, I hate that machine, I'll never use it. It's a wonderful means to communicate. And if you, indeed you have an email address, and you'd rather or prefer receiving that through the email, again, that's less money that's being spent on postage. It's a good idea, and if you want to be part of that, please let us know. But we're trying to do the best that we can, and it's not just hollow promises. These are things that, from myself and my husband knows, when I say something's going to be done, ranch house, renovation, we can't accept it that way. I spent hours and hours and hours and hours, yes, punching holes in the wall, working this. I worked very, very hard on it. And the individuals that did assist in that, I can't tell them how much I appreciated it. But we need more of that from more of you. And this is my platform to you. If you can do it, you want to do it, please help out. This is the only way that I feel that you have an ownership, that involvement in the ranch. Thank you.
Since we don't have a podium, maybe if you'll permit me, I will just sit here and say my two cents. I guess the alphabetical order was nice to me today. I get the last word. And I have to, as you probably can tell, I have mixed emotions about some things, and I'm not going to try to cause a ruckus here right now. But I have felt like the last 2 years I've been a protector, a culvert in the road, I've tried to keep things from being dismantled, washed away, changed. I've tried to be a person that was organized. You may know I'm a dentist, and I work in a little teeny, confined, 60-millimeter areas all day long. And exactness is absolutely necessary as far as it can be achieved. And so I love to come out to the ranch and throw dirt around and relax, and, you know, it's a different thing. But I tend to I get upset when things are claims are made about this or that, and I like to find the document, and I like to set straight what really has been said or done. I like to be organized. I've really pushed hard. I've been on the board for 4 years for organization, and contrary to some feelings, I've tried to push for more member input. Some of the bylaws and things were not passed, you know, we haven't been able to come to agreement on, call for, even like the rules and regulations. They may be set by the board, but they have to be, you know, they can be objected to or approved. Members have input. So I felt like I really tried to make it so that members' rights were protected, that things were not changed. And also, it's really fun to daydream, isn't it? What about if we have this or that? And I have not been opposed to progress at the ranch. But when, and sometimes I feel like political statements and or plans, or what if this, or what if that, or it would be better if this, or, and then all I've asked for is, all right, that sounds like an interesting idea. Can we now have the business plan? Can we now have the outline of how this would be accomplished? Maybe we don't know down to the detail, but we need to know before we run off and do this, or sell that, or whatever, where we're at now and where we're headed and how we're going to get there. And we can't throw out everything until we have a plan. So when I say I felt like the protector, I've really tried to stand up for organization. I've tried to stand up for having the details. And it's not that I'm against certain factions and wanted to do other things. I just wanted responsibility. And that's where I felt the biggest struggle. And I feel a great need for people to respect each other, and that's why we have the rules and bylaws and protective covenants. And it's been a very hard and frustrating thing trying to bring about even the least bit of progress that way. But we have made some progress, and I'm grateful for that. I've been grateful for the sense of community that I felt. I have gotten to know a lot more of the members and tackled little problems or projects, or seen what they've done, or had them over to my place. And that sense of community has grown in me a lot, into where I have feel a lot of friendship and loyalty and enjoy the membership. I think that even though the factions are a little different, there are factions will always have differences of opinion. We'll always maybe pick up the stick from another end, and it's the same stick. And it's true, a lot of times we're all after about the same thing. But I have felt threatened by bigot disorganization, or taking advantage of this or that, or uncertain plans, and I've tried to be a stickler. I've tried to be, call it, and I've been voiceful and in our meetings. And if somebody says something that I know is an exaggeration, or taking liberties, or wasn't really said, now thank goodness we have recordings too, that I've spoken up. And so I've tried not to be a troublemaker, but I've tried to be a protector. And I hope that contribution will be, that was my greatest hope, that you felt that I was trying to help you all and protect you and stand up for what you needed. Because it wasn't easy. It's not easy being the guy that says, hey, you don't want to be an antagonist. You want to be a positive person. So many of the things we've done have been positive, but there have been some struggles. Let's see. Y'all want to be quiet here, maybe.
I thought you'd done.
That's okay, Val. Val and I interrupted each other now and again. I'd enjoy sitting around the campfire with any of these guys. You know, I could do that. But sometimes there are just the business plans and decisions that we don't see alike on. Property rights and paying your dues and not, and consequences of being slothful. I think we have to adhere to the rules. And so I've tried hard to say, not to be an absolute, make 1,000 rules for every little situation, but I've tried to hold the ground. And I hope that's been okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'd like
Danworth
to make one statement here about what Phil has just said, and that is that the only 5-year plan that I've ever seen submitted by anybody here has been from Phil in 2003.
Thank you. And with that, I would like all of the audience and members of Deer Springs Ranch Association to understand how difficult it is to meet at least once a month, to communicate through email and telephones and teleconferencing. I want you to give a round of applause for the entire board for all the work they have done. And that indeed is true.